nation's lost more men than Uncle Sam. From the fields of France to Iwo, Afghanistan. No freedom isn't free, neither is liberty. It ain't the protesters and politicians, it's the 19-year-olds on dangerous missions. Yeah, we don't apologize for America. That old VFW, that is sacred ground. And we like to sing along on that good old Haggard song. When you're running down our country hall, you walking on the fighting side of me. So get behind the stars and stripes. Hell out and quit your pride. So you got a long list of things that you don't like. Well, please do us a favor, all you America haters. Why don't you move to Mexico tonight?
Yeah. Welcome back, little Hank Jr. Your handsome but humble host, Ray I. KFNS 590 The Fan. From the bunker in an undisclosed location. That goes out to all the snowflakes out there today.
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah.
Midwest Outdoor Studio.
Yeah, listen to that guy. Listen to that guy. Great Saturday morning here from the bunker. It's great to be back in the studio. If you're just joining us, you missed a great Ozark report from Billy Smith, and we're fixing to have another really good report from the Ozarks here in just a minute from Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. But first, have you ever noticed, Vogler Vogler, that any given time you find the urge to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight? It's like, what?
Just a whim away.
A lot of electric out there off today. We wish you well. Get your electric back on. Be safe driving. How are they going to get that out of their head now?
I don't know.
Oh, let's run down to the Ozarks. Shady Lane's Cabins, Hotels, Motels, down off the Jack's Fork and Current River there in the beautiful city of Eminence, Missouri. Let's go down to the Ozarks. Let's play a little Ozark entry for this guy. Here we go, a little intro. Oh, that perked up them Shannon County boys. Put in there at Twin Rivers last year on that hunt. We heard that coming from the side of a hillside there down in the holler. Yeah. We're going to run down and grab the mayor of Eminence. We're going to get an update, conditions, and how they're coming, recovering from the flood situation from down there. With that, let's run down deep in the holler and find that, what's that guy's name again? What is it? Jimmy Anderson, ain't it? He's a handsome little feller. Hey, Jimmy. Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Ray. How are you today?
I'm good, my friend. I hope things are good in Eminence. It looks like you've got some progress this week recovering from the flood damage.
We are. You know, everybody's, you know, it's amazing to watch what's going on around here. You know, everybody's working hard to get fully open or partially open before Memorial Day weekend. And you know what? They're going to make it.
That's awesome. That's good news because Memorial Day weekend's a big deal for you guys. You guys got to be ready for that. And man, there was a lot of damage. I mean, I kept looking at all the damage and stuff and following some of your reports, and that's why we wanted to get you on this morning and tell us about some of that progress.
Well, thank you. You know, we were impacted right along the river. The businesses that are along the river were the heaviest hit. But, you know, everybody's putting everything back together again. We're going to go without maybe a dozen cabin units for the year, but we still got lots of room in Eminence. There's 125 rooms here.
That's good. That's good. Floating seasons. What's the condition? We just talked to Billy about the rivers. I saw you posted later in the week here, right before the weekend, that finally going to open up the upper parts of the river for floating.
Yes. Everything above Alley is now open. So we have a place for you to float if that's what you want to do in Eminence.
Well, they need to know that. Go ahead.
The Park Service's plan is to open everything before Memorial Day weekend, with the only question mark being Eminence to Two Rivers.
Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of damage. Boy, that camp, I couldn't believe the damage of the campground there in Eminence.
Yeah, Arrowhead Campground was hit hard. cross-country trail ride, you know, they probably suffered the most damage.
Wow. And then everybody really comes together, don't they, Jim, in these type of situations? Pretty amazing how resilient people can be and how strong they can be and come back.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, what's really touching is all the volunteer labor and effort. People are coming from all over the country to help us out here, Ray. It's really, really touching.
That is. That's good news. There's still some good people out there, Jim. That's good to know.
Yes, sir, it is.
Vogelvager, got anything you want to say to Jim?
I'm just thinking, I don't know, it's not in your area, but Boiling Springs. I wonder how bad that came out.
It was bad. But we're talking about imminence.
I know, yeah, it's just...
That's the Vogelvager for that's, you. Go ahead, Jim. You were going to say something before he went there.
Well, you know, we can still use some volunteer help. I don't want to detract from the recovery efforts at Van Buren. They were hit harder and worse than we were.
Yeah.
But if your heart lies in imminence, we could still use some help here. We've got a couple of campgrounds, Arrowhead Campground and Cross Country Trail Ride that can use some help. And the city could use... six or eight guys for a full day.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. And we'll follow up with that, too, on all of our social media and let people know.
That's great.
So what does people need to do to get a hold of you and get them a nice cabin or a room or your motel and come down and enjoy the beautiful big springs and the rivers and the beautiful stuff in Eminence, Missouri and the Missouri Southern Ozarks? Because you guys are back, baby, so give us some information.
Well, you can first check us out at ShadyLaneCabins.com. After you've seen what we have to offer, you can call us at 573-226-3893 to make your reservations. We have family-sized cabins. We have group cabins. We have a modern brick ranch-style home near the river. And we have basic motel rooms, so... like we say, we have something for every budget.
Yeah, that's true. And we want to tell our listeners, if you want to go down to the Ozarks, you ought to go, even if you haven't planned a trip, plan a trip and go down and support the folks down there that suffered this flood. Go down and spend your money in a great area with great people. You will enjoy yourself immensely because, like I told you last time I had you on, Jim, I've never met friendlier people than I have in Eminence, Missouri.
Well, thank you. And we need people. You know, we've got sections of the river available to float today. We have empty units and this town really needs you, the people.
Okay, and we'll reiterate that on all of our social media, and we'll be checking with you, and we're probably going to get, we'll see how Memorial Day weekend goes and probably get you back on after that and talk a little bit about that, okay?
That would be great. Thank you, Ray, for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Always love to have you on, my friend. And thank you so much for taking care of my media stuff and putting me and Strand in a great house down there. We really enjoyed our time down there with you. And, oh, by the way, margaritas were awesome.
Yes, they were.
All right, brother. Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins, Motels.
Beautiful area.
We'll put that information up for you guys, and I'll also put it on my Facebook. They're needing some help down there, guys and girls. You guys love to go down there and hunt them turkeys and float those rivers and fish. Now's a good opportunity to give a little something back. Go down there and help those folks recover from the flood damage, right?
Yes, definitely. Most beautiful area in the world.
You went from Eminence to Boiling Springs. It's, what am I going to do with you? I
know, but we can. Head,
if you want to talk about Boiling I'm Springs and the Big Piney, we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do a segment on that, but not when you got the mayor of Eminence on, Vogelvager.
I just
the typical
lost
Vogelvager, right, Matt?
That was a real horse's ass.
With that, we can take a break. And we'll see y'all on the other side. We'll be right back.